It's now 7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's wonderful to begin another season with Gemini Theater. Their production of Pocahontas opens today and continues through 10:30, and we're going to meet the cast. We're going to start with you. What's your name?
Madeline.
And how old are you, Madeline?
7 and a half.
Where do you go to school?
O'Hara Elementary.
Madeline just moments ago said Loud is her middle name, which I was mentioning. Everybody's wearing headphones here since we're in the studio, and I said, are the headphones too loud? And a few people said yes, but Madeline said, they're fine. Loud is my middle name. Are you known as somebody that sometimes sings loudly, or do you like to listen to loud things?
Actually, I do loud things.
Do you?
I do loud things.
What kinds of loud things do you do?
Sometimes me and my sister fight, so I have to yell at her, but I usually always get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I'm yelling sometimes tough. Is your sister older or younger?
Younger.
How old is she?
4.
Well, that's can be a big responsibility to have a little sister, and it probably has its upsides and its downsides, I'll bet. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening? What's her name? What's your little sister's name?
Noelle.
Noelle. We'll say hi to her. But anybody else from school or Gemini?
No, not really.
It's okay if nothing comes to mind. Tell me what part you play.
I play one of the forest animals. I play the bunny.
And what is your costume like as a bunny?
I have a black top with a little white belly around.
Oh, that sounds cute.
I have white sweatpants, and I'm wearing my black jazz shoes. Then I have little black gloves, and then I just have a whitish, blackish little mask hat thing.
What do you do for ears?
The ears are really sewed onto the little mask I have to wear.
Now, what's interesting is you said your middle name is Loud. Mm-hmm. Now, I love bunnies, and bunnies don't make much noise, do they?
No.
So do you speak in the play or make much noise?
I really don't speak at all.
You've got to hop and be very quiet, I'll bet. Well, that's Madeline. And anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, it's nice that you're here. Oh, there's, you've got ears on your headband there. Is that from the play?
No, it's not.
Okay, but it's I like it. She, Madeline has a green headband with green ears coming.
It's Shrek.
It's Shrek.
Yeah.
It is Shrek. I just realized that. Shrek. Very nice. Let's meet the person that is on Madeline's left. What's your name?
My name's Xavier.
Hey, Xavier. And where are you from? What community?
I'm from Wilkins Township.
And what school do you go to?
A school called Propel and McKeesport.
Excellent. Do you know, what grade are you in?
5th grade.
I am almost certain that just after Thanksgiving, we will be out at Propel in a radio club every day as part of the Creative Arts program. I've been to Propel and McKeesport a few times, and right now we're at Propel East, but we'll be in Propel and McKeesport I believe right after your Thanksgiving break, and we're really looking forward to it. It's a great school. And you and I have something else in common. I grew up in Churchill, right on the boundary between Churchill and Wilkins Township, so I know the community pretty well out that way. In fact, I was just out there on the Greensburg Pike last week taking note of things. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Say hello to our wonderful director, Bridget, and our stage manager, Stephanie.
Excellent. And what part do you play?
I'm a colonial named James.
A colonial named James. So we have a bunny and a colonial. And what's your character like?
My character's just like a ship hand. He helps out.
And have you been in other plays before?
I've been in more than 12 productions. This is my first one at Gemini.
So in the playbill, it'll say, in his first production at Gemini, Xavier has been in 12 other productions. What else have you been in?
Well, I was in Charlotte's Web at the Grand Theater. I played Homer Zuckerman. I was an orphan at I believe it was last summer. It was they were performing Oliver at the Benedum. I was an orphan in
wow.
that. And I've also done several school productions.
Well, that's terrific. You must really like theater. Have you thought that you might want to be an actor when you're older? You're already an actor, but did study acting?
More than once, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, it's nice to meet you, and I really hope you'll be a part of Radio Club when we make it out to Propel. I really like your school. We've been there a few times already. Let's go to you next. You've been here a million times, I think, but folks are wondering who you are, so I'll let you introduce yourself.
My name is Adam Reese.
And Adam, where do you go to school?
Schaefer.
Schaefer, and that's in Pittsburgh, right, or in Churchill?
Churchill.
And that's my elementary school. Adam and I always have that in common. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'd love to say hello to my sister and tell her good luck on her meet. And I also want to say happy birthday to my grandmother.
How nice. And what's your sister's event today? What's she competing in?
I think she's competing in the 200 thingy.
Excellent. Is that her out there?
Yeah, swimming.
Oh, there she is. Hi, good luck. What's her name again?
Riley Reese.
Okay, good luck, Riley, and as you swim away. It's not the easiest thing to do. So what do you play in the play?
I played Nathaniel Peacock.
Nathaniel Peacock. I'll bet you've got a great costume.
Yes, I do.
What's it like?
I wear a wig. Yeah, brown wig. And a white shirt. It's huge. It seriously is.
Is it hard to move around in?
No. I also wear brown shorts.
Very nice. Very nice. And does the peacock talk?
I do.
Okay, so there are some lines in it, too. Well, excellent. And let's turn to you next and say hello and good morning. What's your name?
Lauren.
And Lauren, where are you from?
I'm from Squirrel Hill.
And where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
Well, it's nice to meet you. What grade are you in?
Sixth.
And what do you play?
I am an Indian.
You are an Indian, and what's your costume like? I see your hair is braided, so that's probably part of your look, right?
I just have, like, a dress and a belt, and, like, it's kind of hard to explain, but it looks really cool, and I like it.
Well, I get the idea. It's interesting. You're opening on Columbus Day weekend, I just realized. And Lonnie Cataldi is here. And Lonnie, good morning. It's
good
morning. Nice to see you.
It's great to see you too, Larry.
Lonnie is the heartbeat, one of the heartbeats of Gemini Theater, if not the heartbeat. And this is a play you've done before. Have you changed it around a little bit? I know it's hard for you to leave well enough alone, I think.
It is. We're always trying to improve what we do and make our message stronger to the audience and create more participation for the kids. And I actually did write some new music for this version. What we're attempting to do this time, which is kind of going to be a treat, I think, to the audience, is we're adding a lot more dance numbers. So it's going to be very, very visually exciting for the audience.
Very.
The music that I wrote for this really lends itself, I think, to dance and movement, so I wanted to really showcase some of the fine dancers that we have in the cast.
Well, excellent. Can you explain the story of Pocahontas to people that don't know it well?
Okay, basically, we did a lot of research and created our own version and combined some legend with, you know, stories that have just been passed down.
Well, and I know one reason I'm asking you is you're Native American.
I
know that you will have treated this really respectfully, and so I'm curious how you've put it together.
It's very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love most about the Native culture is the desire for harmony in the universe, and that is one of the main themes we've focused on in this show, is people with differences, embracing those differences, learning from each other, and making the world better, and at the same time, keeping a harmony with the elements and respecting the land, and... the water, the air, So that's all part of what we're trying to do in the story. There's a lot of reference to the raven, the legend of the raven. The raven comes in our version comes to Pocahontas in a dream, basically warning her that trouble is going to happen and there's going to be chaos in their harmonious universe, and that she needs to do something, but she just can't figure out what it is. So during it's kind of a journey for her to find out what she needs to do. And at the end, she helps to bring the colonists together with the natives, and it's a really, I think, a very valuable lesson that's taught in the show.
Do any of you have any comments about the show and what you think of the story that you'd like to share? Just say yes. Okay. Oh, let me get your mic on. I'm sorry.
I think the dancing is really cool because this is the first show I've been in where, like, there's actually a lot of dancing that's not just ensemble, because we have a lot of people that actually have danced for a lot of their life, so it's just really cool what our director, Bridget, came up with.
That's nice. And
our choreographer.
If you've got the experience, that's got to be great to take advantage of that. What were you going to add, Adam?
Well, the dancing is amazing, what Miss Bridget can do. It's very amazing.
I would imagine that she considers the cast that she has to work with, and when she notices they've got skills like you all have, she's going to put them to good use. Is that what happens, Lonnie, do you think?
Well, basically, and also we have a couple really fine dancers. Jay Regalado did most of the choreography, and he's worked with us before, and that's one of the reasons I added some of the music, because I wanted to showcase his ability and give him a chance to, you know, give the kids a real treat. A lot of young people don't see much live dance of that type, and I think it's wonderful that they're going to have that experience.
Yeah, especially people, you know, your own age dancing. I did not ever see people dancing when I was growing up.
I just wish that I could be sitting in the seats instead of backstage so I could see them dancing.
I'll bet.
I got to see them.
Yeah, it's got to be tough from that perspective. You like to be in the audience at the same time. Madeline, Xavier, anything you guys want to add?
Not really.
Okay. Well, let's set up the scene you're about to do. And who's best equipped to do that?
Well, this is actually a song we're going to do.
Okay.
Because this happens at the end of the show. This is the song that I think summarizes the theme the best. It's called Voices in the Wind, and it's about creating the harmony in the universe and the two groups come together, and everyone, the audience, is invited down on stage. Some of the people are getting native instruments to play. The idea is that if they all play the music together and listen to each other and work together, we create a harmony in music, just like if we listen to each other and work together in our world, we create a harmony in our universe.
Well, sounds great. Get ready. The play opens today at Gemini Theater and runs through the end of the month, Saturdays and Sundays. And here they are, members of the cast of Pocahontas.
Feel the warmth of the sun and the good earth. sisters all are we. With the earth and the sky and the wind and sea, bound by one cord, one energy, come together now in harmony. Listen to the music, feel the spirit, sing the song.
There you hear members of the cast of Pocahontas Gemini Theater. Opens today, Saturdays and Sundays, 1 and 3:30 through the end of the month. GeminiTheater.org. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And best wishes for a good opening today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.